Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
No,
Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. You are here alongside 1 million Lagosians. And hey, if 1 million Lagosians are here, they cannot be wrong. I've got a great show for you. We'll start with the big three, as always. Let's talk about the approval of Lekki Airport. Then let's talk about Tinubu's shore-up comment. And then let's talk about Wike hiring 14,000 advisors. On the glass ceiling today, let's talk about periods. Are you shocked? The reason you're shocked is because, well, there's so much needless stigma around menstruation. Not on my watch. My guest is going to be answering questions about all things periods. Period poverty, period pain, period sex, period pregnancy, 4 p.m. All of that will happen right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the federal government dragging Meta to court over taxes. And we're also going to talk about cooperatives. Are you a member of a cooperative? How have they helped your business? On today's Balogun and Broad, let's talk about that. After the news at 6, join Agogo for Build to Go Global. As usual, we'll bring you all the updates, news, sports, business, all of that. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ready for an airport? Is Lekki ready for an airport and a seaport and a refinery? Who was Tinubu telling to shore up? And did he cross a line? By hiring 14,000 advisors, is Wike using the public purse to fund his structure? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. The Lekki Airport project is alive. That's our first story. The federal government has given the state government final approval to build the airport. The plan is to start construction sometime next year. They expect Lekki Airport to handle about 5 million passengers. Now, the whole idea of a Lekki Airport is to decongest the Ikeja Airport. But there's now the congestion on the road in Lekki. I'm talking about the Lekki Epe Expressway, which is basically the only way to get from VI, Ikoyi and Lekki Phase 1 to Epe. Already the road is packed every day. When I lived in Ikota, I know what I faced going home after Hard Facts every evening. We've been worried about what will happen on the road when Dangote Refinery opens and the trucks start moving product. On top of that, there's the port at Lekki Free Zone. That one will start operations next year. So you're going to start seeing trucks carrying containers and stuff. And now the airport is coming, meaning passengers will start passing. 5 million passengers a year. That's over 100,000 passengers a week. That's around an additional 3,000 cars a day on that road. Can Lekki Epe Expressway handle all this added traffic from all these wonderful projects? Because they are wonderful, they are necessary, but can the infrastructure on the ground at the moment handle it? Has the state government made enough plans for all the added traffic? I know that there's been a lot of talk about the coastal road that will run alongside some parts of Lekki Epe, but the project doesn't seem to be moving. Also, there's the connection behind Admiralty through Freedom Way. How far? Because we're going to need more outlets. Governor Sanwo-Olu campaigned on traffic and transport. Remember, his themes agenda, one of the T's there, the only T there stood for traffic and transport. Has he done enough on that axis, on transport, to handle all the development there? Usually a hub like Lekki would have a robust mass transit system. For example, shouldn't Lekki have its own rail? Shouldn't people going from VI to Lekki Airport have the option of hopping onto a light rail? And there's the port. Shouldn't importers be able to move their goods from the Lekki port into the country by rail? Shouldn't there be a railway link to the Lagos-Ibadan line? That's a question for the federal government, of course. But the state government also has to ask. I think we can mostly agree that a second airport is good, that a second port is good, that, a refinery is good. I think we can all agree. The question is, what will it mean for traffic? What steps should be taken so that those of you who live on Ebrahim Adesanya, those of you who live in Sangotedo, those of you who live in VGC, those of you who live in Ikota, where I used to live, those of you who live in Lakowe and Loshoro and, you know, all the way down there, you will not spend your entire day trying to get home or go to work. 0700-993-993-993. What steps should be taken? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And then those of you who are abroad, of course, give us a call via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hi, Swat. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Ngozi. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. So I'll be real quick with this.
Okay.
I don't really know why the Lagos State government is really focusing mainly on Lekki and the environs.
Okay.
Badagry is a virgin place.
Okay.
There are lots of open land in Badagry, and that place has been abandoned like it's not part of Lagos.
Okay.
I believe if they open a seaport and open an airport in Badagry, it will help break down the congestion on the island.
Okay.
Break down all this monopoly in the island area.
Okay.
Everybody just abandoned that Badagry area like Badagry is not part of Nigeria or part of Lagos. But Badagry has a rich history. It will bring a lot of revenue for the government because that's where the slavers used as the port of
transportation.
Entry and exit.
Right.
Yeah. And it's going to link up a lot of business going to Cotonou. And it's going to bring up more business to that area. So that's just my 2 cents about what the government is doing.
Okay.
They should try looking towards Badagry and not just focus on the island. Island is over congested and it's overrated right now.
Okay.
With all the floodings and all that. You don't see all that in Badagry.
Okay. All right then. Thank you very much, Ngozi, for joining us on the show. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, quick one. This is Chris, your senior special advisor.
Chris, welcome. Go ahead.
Kwikwa, my sister, happy belated birthday. You know, I did that when you were away.
Oh, thank you.
So,
thank you.
I agree with this first caller. Some time ago, I traveled around that, but I feel like a small mini port or jetty or what they call it. Like you said, if they build something, there's a vast land there now. Why congesting this place?
Okay.
Refinery is there. The other sea, whatever is there. Now you want to build, and look at the road. You were saying about the road.
Okay.
That road, if they want to build something there, which means they need about 10 lanes express, 5 going, 5 coming. The next how many years do you think they can do such?
Okay.
Not the next. So you be congested with Lekki Agri. But Agri is not far from Benin or Ghana. So people from that side can make use of that airport.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Don in Yaba on the line. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don.
Sandra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra, you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. You see, we need airport actually in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And we need refinery, all this.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is that very road. You see, let me tell you, when I was in secondary school, just in secondary school,
right.
One of my comments he said, government are not good managers. Government are not good managers. Now listen,
okay.
Sandra, very well. I and you, we will be alive. We see in 20 years' time, I'm telling you pure truth. This so-called airport, they have started the project, which they're now even started. We are just talking about it now.
Mm.
It will last up to 20 to 30 years. They have not completed it. Look at the refinery. Which year did they start it? And they are not completed up to now.
But the refinery, that one is private.
Don't talk of this one that is government project.
Mm.
And let us not disturb ourselves about all this. Please, let us not disturb ourselves. Watch it in 20 years' time. We are still talking about this very airport. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
Mark it from today. Don't wait for whatever you're talking. Thank you very much.
Don, thank you for calling. We have Darlington on the line. Hi, Darlington. Welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Sandra.
See, you've become regular again. We bless God.
Yes, yeah, so things are looking up.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra.
Yes.
As you speak, Lagos is standing on a landmass of 3,577 square kilometers.
Right.
A local government in Niger State, Dukun, is 4,000 plus. That means in size, Lagos cannot handle what they are trying to swallow.
Okay.
You have Badagry's seaport coming. You have Tinkan and Apapa already existing. And now you have the Dangote and the deep seaport there. For God's sake. Have you considered the health of your people? Do you know that all 4 districts take up in that lake area, all the houses there will become useless. People will be relocating. It will no longer be fun living in that house. I don't know what the government think. How can they take up some of these seaports and take them? Calabar is here, Niger is here, Oné is here. These are a way to decongest Lagos. You keep swallowing and swallowing and swallowing. And you have not digested any of them. And tomorrow you start complaining. Lagos traffic. Meanwhile, you are the cause. It's unfortunate how we think. It's unfortunate how we think. Lagos is too small for this kind of project. Very, very small. Where is the land? Tomorrow night, nature will come. And can we handle a tsunami? Sandra, can we handle tsunami in that area? You are feeling everywhere. And you don't have the capacity for this, for managing disaster. Look at ordinary Kogi. Nothing has been done, though. We are saying it here. Nobody will listen. I wish all of us will be around to see what will happen in that area. I wish all of us will be around when it will happen.
Darlington, thank you very much for calling. Now, I disagree that Lagos is too small to have all of these things. There are smaller cities all over the world that have these things, that have multiple types of these kinds of infrastructure. The difference is in the supporting infrastructure built around these things, which is why I was asking about, other access roads so that everybody is not only on Lekki Ekpe, because Lekki Ekpe is the only way to get to Ekpe from VI and Ikoyi. Now, of course, the Lagos State government has been talking for a while about fixing or completing the coastal roads, right? But that's been ongoing for a while. And we shouldn't be talking about just the coastal roads. Like I mentioned, rail is important. We could have light rail there to decongest the Lekki Ekpe Express. So I have seen smaller cities. I travel quite a bit. I have seen smaller cities that have a lot of these infrastructure, the seaports, you know, and they have two airports, etc., etc. But they also have the roads to take people from point A to point B. They also have access to these things. Mass transit works. We don't have mass transit that works in Lagos. And to open the ports in other cities, well, this administration has actually started working on the ports in the other parts of Nigeria. You have the port in Cross River, the port in River State, the port in, I think, Anambra. I'm not very sure now. But you have those ones, you know, getting rehabilitated, being resuscitated, being dredged, etc., etc. The progress is slow. But remember that earlier in the year, or was it last year or 2 years ago, I told you that one of the biggest consignments from Maersk landed at the One port. So there's work ongoing in those parts, but there's nothing wrong with Lagos wanting to have all of these things, you know, because you want to have as many things as possible to make your state as attractive as possible to people who want to come and live there, work there, make a living there, etc., etc. But do you have the supporting infrastructure? Should you be thinking about that alongside the infrastructure that you're putting in place? If you just tuned in, hello to you. We are on our first story, so you're still on time. And our first story is the Lekki Airport project. It's alive. The federal government has given the state government final approval to build the airport. The plan is to start construction sometime next year. The airport is hopefully going to handle 5 million passengers. The whole idea is to decongest the Ikeja Airport, you know, but, you know, what does that mean for the road in Lekki? 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. If you're abroad, join the conversation via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM. We've got a call from TA. Hey, TA, how you doing? Hello, TA. TA, are you there? All right, we don't have TA there. Let me come to you. 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Oh, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Those countries where they say they are smaller countries, you know they plan very well. Plan very well before they do their things.
Yes.
The time I come to this sector over 20 years ago, all this road is crap that used to walk on the road when we are going. There was space to do a lot of things when there was nobody on this express road. Did they plan for it? Now, to even go to Lagos is very hard, distressed. Did they want to keep people in this side? Even that Dangote refinery itself is even too much on this road. Just one way. They have not planned that one, fixing very well for people. Our government, they like treating people bad. And it's not good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Tunde on the line. Tunde is in Itire. Hi, Tunde.
Hi, my name is Tunde Kolibomite.
Welcome. Go ahead, Tunde.
I had your comment on the Lekki seaport at Lekki. You know what?
What?
My concern of that seaport is that. You guys did not think about flooding when they say rain season. If the flood started, what are the measures that Lagos State is going to be deployed to the area? I don't know what are they going to do. What is your opinion? I don't know. Let me learn from you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Tunde. Well, it's an airport that they're going to start building, not a seaport, but there is a seaport also opening there, as well as the refinery that is also currently there on the Lekki Egbe Expressway. We've got a comment here from Chooks. Chooks says, Sandra, instead of constructing the ports in Lagos, they could site them in Ogun State. The traffic in Lagos is killing people, just that the death cannot be quantified or seen visibly. All right, Chooks, thank you for your message. Osas says, Omokaze says, getting through on Lekki Egbe Expressway is hell. Not to now imagine it having an airport, seaport, and refinery, and telling over 200 million Nigerians to shut up. It shows what we are planning to put ourselves into in the coming elections. All right, he's talking about our second story. I'll tell you about that second story when we come back from this break. There's a lot of drama surrounding Bola Tinubu saying shut up. What's that about? Find out after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Kids, are you ready for an adventure? Let's go on an adventure then, an adventure ride with Alphabet and African Babes. Fun and learning is great for kids, so join me, Auntie Noma, as we explore our African culture with the 26 letters of the alphabet. It's Alphabet Adventure! So parents, allow your kids to be part of this great experience to help them enjoy learning better. Alphabet and African Names Adventure is a two-minute learning session for children, airing Monday to Friday at 6:23 a.m., evenings at 4:23 p.m. On Saturday at 10:30 a.m., we have a live session, and I'm also eager to ask you some questions and just as eager to give away a few prizes too. On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk station.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Log on to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfoFM Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Our second story is the drama around Bola Tinubu saying, shut up. Yesterday, the APC flag bearer inaugurated the party's women's campaign team. Not yesterday, sorry, a few days ago. And you know what? Let me just play the audio for you.
Our opponent spends 16 years they had forgotten that highway is an economy, that electricity is mandatory for industrialization. They don't even understand the power of transmission line and there's a need for maintenance of it. They couldn't even make down payment on retrack. They are political party jambulas. Party of termites. If they say they want a change of government, just tell them we like to be polite. but shut up your mouth.
Now, opinions are split. His critics are saying it's insulting to Nigerians. His supporters are saying, well, he was telling PDP specifically to shut up. And then you have those who say, regardless of who he meant, a candidate shouldn't speak that way and that it's unbecoming. Beyond that, I want to know what you think about his point that PDP has no moral high ground because of their track record while in ASUU Rock. Or let me put it another way. PDP was there for 16 years. APC has been there for almost 8 years. How would you judge the track records of both parties? And do you think that record helps or harms each of their candidates? I'm showing you that video live on our Facebook live stream so you can see it for yourself. Facebook's Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. 0700-993-993-993. If you didn't hear the sound the first time I played it, let me play it for you one more time.
Our opponent spent 16 years they had forgotten that highways are an economy, that electricity is mandatory for industrialization. They don't even understand the power of transmission line and there's a need for maintenance of it. They couldn't even make down payment on retract. Their political party, Jembulas. Political party of termites. They want a change of government, just tell them, we like to be polite, but shut up your mouth.
99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? All right, give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Aloy from Esolo.
Welcome, Aloy. Aloy, go ahead.
APC have concluded and, believe that the forthcoming election they have won. And therefore, whatever anybody is saying, shut up. Moreover, let me tell you, Alexandra. This APC, they don't want to say anything they want to do to Nigeria, for Nigeria, but that's why they are careful in saying anything. If you hear their women food, they're only greeting themselves. You're welcome, thank you for coming, for supporting APC. Make sure your friends, your neighbors, they vote for APC. Thank you for coming, God bless you. Make sure you deliver our party during the election 2023. That's how they close their convention. So whether he says shut up or no shut up, they have concluded that they are going to win 2023 election. And that is all. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Who is it? Joy calling.
Hi, Joy.
Hey.
Is this what we want for president? Jesus. It's not PDP that he's talking to, because it's Nigeria that needs change of government. They don't want PDP, they don't want APC. So we all should shut up. Ah, Jesus. Thank you.
Joy, thank you very much. Again, his supporters say that he was talking to PDP specifically to shore up, you know, that they have no right, they have no moral right to say anything about the country, you know, because they were there for 16 years. Now, of course, his critics disagree. They say that he was insulting Nigerians. What does Loveth think? Loveth is in Yaba. Hi, Loveth.
Hi, my sister, Sandra.
Welcome.
Thank you. My dear sister, I don't know. I don't know how to describe the attitude of this APC presidential aspirant. Honestly. Now, during Osun's governorship or something, he had what he said. Now, presidential something, he is still saying something like that. Is this the person we are hoping to come and rule Nigeria?
Lover, thank you very much for calling. We've got Tia on the line. Hi, Tia.
Hi, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. I'm very well.
Yeah, I want to talk about the first story. I'm not concerned about that. Man, I think we should shut up.
Okay.
I think the airport that the Lagos state is proposing, it's state project, not a federal project.
Yes, it's state project.
And I think people should get that. And I think it's a welcome development. I think Nigeria has been so battered that anything the government wants to do, we just keep on complaining and the rest. It's not wrong for a state to be ambitious, only that there needs to be proper planning. If there is proper planning, it's already a great project for Lagos to have its own airport, because that's more than Mohammed International Airport is an eyesore.
Right.
So if Lagos State is proposing to build a better airport, then it's a welcome development.
Right.
People should be thinking now, people that are very forward thinking, is go and begin to look for areas where you can begin to position yourself for business and making money in that area. Thank you.
All right, TA, thank you very much for calling. We've got Joy Forever. Joy says, Sandra, thank God you live around Lekki Ekpe Expressway. People leave her home 4 a.m. It is good that we have an airport, but how do we get about? As for BAT, he's only campaigning. APC have run Nigeria aground in 7 years. Investors are leaving, but posterity will judge. All right, then. Thank you very much for your message on Twitter. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Joyce. Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, welcome back from your journey. We miss you.
Thank you. I miss you.
Yeah, this is Paul from Egbeda.
Welcome, Paul.
Yeah, Sandra, this statement was what robbed this woman in the U.S. What's her name? Clinton. The statement she made when she called people deplorable. And the Americans did not take it kindly. And that was what gave Trump an edge over her. You don't insult people because of election. The same people that, if those defending him said he was talking to PDP, it's not foreigners that make up PDP. They are not spirit. They are Nigerians. And we must have morals, behavior. How can you tell your supporters or the party members to tell Nigerians to shut up? That is an insult. That's an insult. And he said the same thing during Osun election when he said we will labor in vain. It's no good. He's heating up the polity. And he's an elderly man. There are some certain languages that we are not expecting to hear from him. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Let's speak with... I'm gonna try and... I don't know what's happening with our Skype, but the calls seem to not be coming through. So what I'll do is if I get a missed call from our listeners abroad via Skype, I will try and give them a call back. We've got Kende now on the line. Hi, Kende.
Hello.
Hi, Kende. How are you?
Hi. Afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so, okay, about the second story, for me, the statement BAT made is a reminder of the APC government.
Okay.
When it comes to the rule of law.
Okay.
I feel people have forgotten that one of the greatest thing I will remember this government is for is breaking the rule of law. Most times they disobey court orders. Most times they just barge in on people. I remember the time of the judiciary when they barged in on them, on judges. So this statement is a kind reminder of what to expect when this guy gets to office. Everyone can go to hell. Shut up. So my way is the only way. There is no room for constructive criticism. There's no room for... So I feel people should open their eyes now, listen carefully and gauge kind of president they want. Is it an approachable president? A president that can be accountable and other things like that. Thank you.
All Sandra. Right. Thank you very much, Kende, for calling us. Let's bring our final story away, and then we can talk about all three at the same time. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host. And for our final story, Nyesom Wike just appointed 14,000 advisors. Lagos, 14,000. For context, Rivers State has a population of maximum 7 million people. So Wike just appointed one advisor for every 500 people in the state. And that's why his critics are saying that this is about the elections. They're accusing Wike of using government money to pay the people who will coordinate polling units for him. His structure. River State has about 4,500 polling units. So that's three advisors per unit. That's about standard, really, for structure. Because think about it. Think about the idea of having 14,000 advisors. Wike has 136 days left in office. If he wanted to have one meeting with each advisor before his 136 days are over, he would need to meet with 102 of them per day. Which advice they won't give him? So that's happening in Rivers, Lagos. How want to see that story? And yes, of course, you can talk about our first story with the airport that the state government will now, begin to build from next year. Or you can talk about Tinubu's sharp comment. His supporters say that he was talking to PDP. Everybody else says, well, it was rude anyway. But also at the same time, APC has been there for 8 years. PDP was there for 16 years. How would you judge the track records of both parties? Do you think that record helps or harms each of their candidates? Obioma is on the line. Hi, Obioma. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome back, Deje.
Thank you.
Yeah, River State have got Donald Trump in Nyesom Wike, and I pray God deliver them from this tyrant. If this is not nipped on board, believe you me, several other governors is going to throw that part. How can you employ 14,000 plus 300 and something for whatever he called them and pay with state funds? What is the job of the House of Assembly who are supposed to, you know, checkmate all this? It's quite unfortunate that people just behave any way they have, they like in Nigeria, and nobody does nothing. I'm really sorry. In fact, I don't know what to say, Sandra. Thank you.
Obioma, thank you very much for joining us from the US. Let's come back to Nigeria. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Please, let me remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
You see, it's very painful what is happening in Nigeria today. People we give political powers to, they behave as if they are doing us a favor. That is why Wike can do what he's doing. But I believe that what Wike is doing is like a man that is suffering from post-defeat syndrome, who wants to flick away the state fund, or who wants to do something to just calm himself down. Lastly, this man that says people should shut up, even if he's talking to PDP, is it PDP that will vote or APC that will vote? Is it non-Nigerian? Why are you generalizing when people say they need change of government? It's a pity that we find ourselves in this position. Very painful.
Mm.
I just said Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling. Anthony is in Ikeja. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine. You're welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. At least I'm happy that I got you today after 1 year.
I'm glad you're here.
Yes, I told myself that I will not call this your show again, but just because of the topic of today.
Oh, okay.
I'm an ardent listener of this your program, but What happened in the last 1 year got me furious. I say, is it that some people have two heads? they call up to three times, and some of us will be calling, won't be able to get through. It's not fair.
It really is.
But let me go straight to the point. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Now, I heard you saying something that happened in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy, during the holiday, that that place used to be, some part of the place used to be desert.
Mm. The whole place.
Now they have green lawns and all that.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that can be replicated here in Nigeria, but nobody wants to do it.
Mm.
Let me go back to the main point. The first one, he talked about airports coming up or somewhere in Lekki.
In Lekki, right.
These things are overstretched and over-bloated projects that somebody cannot control. I happen to be a grown-up when that Lekki Phase 1 was reclaimed, and there are rules and regulations for reclamation of any swampy environment. But they did not wait to allow it settle before building. That's why that entire place stretches under, is below sea level. There's nothing they will do except to demolish all those properties again and do the right thing. But most Nigerians do not know. You are setting up most big projects along Lekki as is, where you know that you do not, that place is below sea level. I just pray that tsunami will not happen one day and the whole place will be submerged with water. That is one. Two, you made mention of somebody that came up and started talking like Lord. Well, we'll blame him. We'll blame the likes of Jonathan, who did not do the right thing and stood their ground, and a lot of things happened under his nose. And people who cannot even manage their homes will wake up and start managing Nigerian affairs. That's why somebody can just come up and begin to talk to intellectuals. Somebody that his educational background is still under question. He will talk about over 200 million Nigerians, telling them to shut up. That means they've orchestrated and arranged themselves, knowing what they want to do, that power will not leave their hand. I bet you, by the special grace of God, there's no point that's above God. If proper election is done in this country, these people cannot come back to power. And when we talk about power, why should somebody who have misruled Nigeria, look, if you go and do census, you ask average Nigerians today, that are you happy with PDP, even if PDP rule for 50 years, based on what they claim to they have done, and let these people rule you for 2 days. Most Nigerians will say they will prefer to remain under PDP than to remain impoverished under this administration called APC government. We are not talking about somebody coming up. Look at what UK is doing. Behaving like Lord. This is a man that came up and I was supporting him on his infrastructural work he was doing in Port Harcourt. Suddenly now want to become Lord. He wants to everything he says. He removed his own kinsman as PDP chairman because he wanted to be president of Nigeria. If these people are really, really, really serious about themselves, I remember Obasanjo just told the West and told Nigerians some years back that anybody nursing presidential ambition in Nigeria from the West should go and wait for another 50 years until all other zones get turned to rule this country. If Wike was somebody who was reasonable, who is a politician, what he would have just done is kill behind his kinsman. Wike is an Igbo man claiming to be a River State man because there was war that gave them an edge. But I pray that someday all these things that is happening, well, if you go and listen to Emeka Obazulike's interview when Obo interviewed him sometime, or interviewed him, you will know what happened, that this problem we're facing in Nigeria today started from the British era till now. When somebody that came first suddenly became second, the person that came third became the head of government.
Anthony, thank you very much for calling. We've got Immaculate Boy on Twitter who says, on the airport, I think it's a welcome development, just that Lagos State government should do proper planning. On the statement of BAT, it's the way of everything APC does, arrogance all over. On Wike's appointment, he's completely lost the plot. God, just forgive our leaders. All right, then. We've got messages on social media. Martin says, hiring 14,000 in a swoop by Governor Yesom Wike of Rivers State is actually part of his structure that will certainly be serviced from the state government's purse. Most politicians brazenly deploy state funds and assets in pursuit of their personal ambitions or that of their vested interests. The exact reason we had a minister with three portfolios in President Buhari's first term, notwithstanding the accompanying inefficiency. All right. Let's come back to WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, we have a message here from Lifted. Lifted said, the worst of PDP is the best of APC. Clement from Surulere says, I'm ashamed that the presidential candidate of the APC said this thing that he said. He did it in Oshun, and now he's doing it again. All right. We've got this message here from Godspower. Godspower says, the APC presidential aspirant's comments is full of pride and arrogance. While the insults on other intelligence... Why the insults on other people's intelligence? Whether PDP, LP or any other party, they are Nigerians. I listened to his wife's speech at the women's rally where she said whether they like it or not, APC must take power come 2023. Can we see the handwriting on the wall? APC and PDP has failed us. But again, Lagos, what do you expect political parties and politicians to say? Everybody will say whether they like it or not, we'll take power. PDP will say it, APC will say it, NMP. NMPP will say it. Labour Party will say it. SDP will say it. Shores Party will say it. All of them will say it. It's how you have to talk when you're running for president. So there's really no issue with saying that, you know. We've got this message here from Augustine. Augustine says, the APC presidential candidate will talk, people will not hear. Okay, we'll talk, people will not hear one single economic plan for Nigeria. No inspiring thought, no plan for government reform, the same man telling Nigerians to shut up. I pray INEC will allow us to vote. Augustine, thank you very much for your message. We've got this message here that says, I salute the courage of the Lagos State government for that big move to have a standard world-class international airport that will be managed, controlled, and maintained by the state government. Yes, I might be worried over where the airport will be built because there's a land already there for airport to be built somewhere around Badagry, but thank God it is still the same Lagos. They will help to boost my dear state's economy, give my state more money that will create more jobs for my unemployed team in use, and so many opportunities for my state. Big thanks to Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu for this wonderful gesture. History will be kind to you, sir. On Bola Tinubu's comment, people should not take it out of context because Asiwoju is a great politician. He can never direct such statement to Nigerians. He's only telling PDP, which has nothing to offer Nigeria again, and is planning to come to power. So people should let Asiwoju be. And if at all they are angry with the comment or thinking that they are the one Asiwaju is referring to, they should please do what Yoruba call jebure, meaning forgiveness. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's come back very quickly to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? You can be anonymous. That's fine if you don't want to say your name.
I'm Joseph. Let me mention my name.
All right, Joseph. Hi.
I'm very happy for what everything all the candidates are saying to Nigeria, to our hearing. a leader supposed to lead by example. A leader supposed to lead by example.
Okay.
Is this the kind of leaders we need? I believe in Nigeria here, in Africa, an Oba, a king from a particular place is not supposed to be political. A king, the goddess of that place, supposed to choose a king who's supposed to be a king. But what we have now is Agbero. Anybody can come and fight for a king, to be a king. So this is what we are expecting.
All right. Oh, sorry about that, but thank you very much for calling. I want to give as many people a chance as possible to join the conversation. 99.3.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I have Emmanuel on the line.
Emmanuel, welcome. Go ahead.
First off, about the statement of Jagaban,
mm-hmm.
he's always been like that.
Okay.
You know, I want to say this. He's undemocratic. And then he's arrogant in nature and unaccountable. And perhaps he win the election. That is how he's going to rule Nigeria. As for Wike, he's giving us the character of a typical Nigeria politician. No, but for him, he's coming out boldly and rubbing it on our face and telling us there's nothing we can do about it. And then for the airport,